we don't hurry, you realize how late. Ooh. I told you you're gonna break those toys.
Oh, wow, wait. Santa Claus, come quick, look.
Incoming. Hey, Papa.
Majors, the $6 million band.
Santa, is there a back way out of this place?
Of course there is, Lee, but this is one Santa that's going out the front door.
Look, it don't matter a hill of beans what happens to me. The world couldn't afford it if anything happened to you. Now, you stay put.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Lee. And Lee, you've been a real good boy this year.
Yes, you sure have.
7 o'clock, Psycho sees Santa's workshop.
Leave this.
And only Lee Majors can stop them. The night the reindeer die.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
I'm sagging and into the dragon like Bruce Lee. I got to get more.
getting more money. Can't get pussy with no money. See, I'm kinda greedy, cause all my heroes got zeros in back of a one. Here's my gun, about to get paid at last. But now I'm getting covered in dirt and grass. Kick it.
No matter I get, the higher the debt, the deeper you get, the thicker the sweat. Cause I'm a nigga with fat clout, but you in, but you gotta get back out. No easy job for some suckers that's out to rob. Crosshair in your dome and your mind's blown. You wanna go home. Ain't that a bitch? Q dig the ditch.
Yep.
Job of taking suckers out, breaking them off. Yeah, work. I love revoking clout. Test me, stress me. Who could the best be? The Jeff on 9 go through best, G. But when you're greedy, you don't care about life itself. You're chasing extreme wealth. You can't be trusted because trust ain't in the fucking game. Scandalous is your fucking name.
I'm the motherfucker you're stuck with. Ice Cube, nigga, the fuck with. I'm rich, bitching a bitch about getting mo. The big fish swimming in big dough. The cheap backstabber, I got the have a Lexus coupe. When I trip with the ski mask, gotta get the cash. My homeboy ain't home, so fuck it, I'll trespass.
Something for me.
Yeah, there was some guy here from Miles Jurgens looking for you. They need sparring partners for Apollo Creed.
Put me on.
Here's the car.
When was it here?
About an hour ago.
They're probably looking for sparring partners for Creed, you know?
I said that before, you dumb Jago.
You know, I've been coming in for 6 years, and 6 years you've been sticking it to me. I want to know how come.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I want to know how come.
You want to know?
I want to know!
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Because you had the talent to become a good fighter. And instead of that, you became a leg breaker to some cheap second-rate loan shark.
It's a living?
It's a waste of life.
Yes, may I help you? Oh, you must be Mr. Rocky Balboa. Mr. Jurgens expecting you. Just a moment. Mr. Rocky Balboa to see you, sir. Fine. Will you please go in, Mr. Balboa?
Can I have that?
Oh, certainly.
Balboa, how are you?
George Jurgens. Take a chair, please.
Thanks.
Mr. Balboa.
Call me Rocky. It's Rocky.
Tell me, Rocky, you got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
A sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I just said I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know.
I'm sure you are.
Absolutely. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jurgens?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen you fight. He likes you. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that you see, I fight in clubs, you know. And I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight. But thank you very much, you know. I appreciate it.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's gonna prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by. What do you say?
All right, fellas, that's enough pictures. We want to ask Apollo a few questions. Apollo, yes. How do you like the city of brotherly love?
Well, just being in Philadelphia makes me feel patriotic. Beautiful people in a beautiful city coming up to me on the street wishing me the best. I love my Philadelphia brothers, and I'm proud to be an American.
Apollo, why did you agree to fight a man who has virtually no chance of winning?
Look, if history proves one thing, American history proves that everybody's got a chance to win. Didn't you guys ever hear of Valley Forge or Bunker Hill?
Apollo, it is a coincidence that you're fighting a white man on the most celebrated day in the country's history.
I don't know about that. Is it a coincidence that he's fighting a black man on the most celebrated day in the country's history?
Right on. Tell the truth, brother. Listen, right, Apollo, yeah. Tell me, how do you feel about your challenger?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Come here, Rock. It's my main man. Rocky, ain't you Italian?
Yeah, I'm Italian.
Well, now, what does that mean?
That means if he can't fight, I bet he can cook.
All right, Rocky. Do me a favor. His lungs punch out.
Well, Rocky, how do you expect to fight Apollo Creed?
Creed's the best. I guess I'll have to do the best I can.
Tell me, Rocky, just between us, where did you get the name Italian Stallion?
I invented that about 8 years ago when I was eating dinner.
Rocky, now your payday will be $150,000. Any comment?
You got no comment, Rocky, right?
No
comment. No. Right. Thank you, Rocky.
Oh, wait. I just want to say hi to my girlfriend, okay?
Yo,
Adrian. It's me, Rocky.
Look at this.
You believe all this?
Look at the microphone.
No, he didn't.
Thank you, Rocky.
You push him, man. Back in the mouth.
Thank you, Rocky.
Well, don't matter. He's making you out a fool and break his lips. He's taking cheap shots.
Don't bother me none.
No, Rocky. I guess you'd be looking for people to help you out.
Help what?
If this man survives,
keep you living a clean life.
I'll do okay, you know.
Need someone to help with the exercise and someone standing by with a towel or running errands, you know that.
Hey, yo, Paul, who cared about me yesterday, huh? Nobody. So I just think I'm going to train myself, you know?
Without such good people around to help, you don't have such a good chance.
Einstein flunked out of school twice.
That's it.
Yeah. Beethoven was deaf. Helen Keller was blind. I think Rocky's got a good chance. Want me to get you a beer, Pauly?
Hey, you looking to do a good deed? Keep out of my freaking life!
What will I do?
Nothing.
Did I say something?
You didn't say nothing. It's all right.
That's right. You didn't say nothing. Nothing at all.
I gotta go.
Where's the freaking pretzel? I got the pretzel. Hey, didn't you have any beer? I thought you were supposed to pick up some beer.
How'd you like hearing your name on TV tonight?
I was shocked. Why'd you do that?
Come on, you put me on, right?
Absolutely. What time should I expect you?
Oh, about 7. Hey. Hey. You know, I said that stuff on TV didn't bother me none.
Yeah?
It did.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, that's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got little convoy, it's your beautiful sight. Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA. Convoy.
Breaker, Pigpen, this here's a duck. And you wanna back off them hogs? 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big
a 10-9 on that, Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight?
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
Well, this particular matchup of television time remaining will not have a 60-minute time limit. So perhaps as it would work here, that the time limit is in Luger's favor because it's going to be shorter. He knows that they don't have the one-hour time limit, about a half an hour. So what we have here is that Luger may be able to change his philosophy. And that big chop did not affect the total package, it doesn't appear.
Luger crunches out of the corner, chases Flair to the other side. And with a hip toss, throws him around. 277 pounds in a dropkick that nailed the champion. Put him onto the floor. Luger coming with that dropkick. You see right to the table of the commissioners here at ringside.
Of course, these matches sanctioned by the Maryland State Athletic Commission. Commissioner sitting right here at ringside. And Nature Boy Ric Flair. I tell you something, he's going to do a lot of walking and talking right here. He doesn't have to beat Lex Luger to retain the world's title. He's got to go the distance. He's done that on many occasions. Obviously, Luger, very intelligent. He's got a college degree. He knows all about game plans. He played in the National Football League. He was a major college football player. He knows about pressure. So he knows that he's got to beat the champion. And he has about 30 minutes to do it in. They tie up again, and now Flair comes with a side headlock, goes to the other side. He nails Luger, but Luger didn't budge. Luger over the top. Picks him up. The Gorilla Slam on the back. Luger is 6 feet five. His arms got extended out another, put him on 8.5 feet. Flair is out here in the first row.
judge. Double or nothing he makes it. 80,000.
What's that, Judge?
You're on, you're on. Well, we're waiting.
We'll be right back.
me. Show your bones. Oh, thank God you're alive. I heard you've been
fried. Is that what you heard? You set me up over a woman. A woman! You must be insane. Don't bother.
Your life won't be worth spit!
I've been dead once already. It's very liberating. You should think of it as therapy.
Jack, listen. Maybe we can cut a deal.
Jack? Jack is dead, my friend. You can call me Joker. And as you can see, I'm a lot happier.
Thank you. touch me, he dies. If you're not in the air in 30 seconds, he dies. If you come back in, he dies.
I'm ready to talk.
19. 18.
What do you want?
17. 16.
Let's go. Let's go.
Prove it to you. I'm really scared and I need you to help me, my best friend! I can prove it to you! Oh! The space goes down, down, baby, down, down the roller coaster. Sweet, sweet, baby, sweet, sweet, don't let me go. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop, shimmy, shimmy, rock. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop, shimmy, shimmy, rock. I met a girlfriend, a Triscuit. She said a Triscuit, a biscuit, ice cream, soda, puff, no, on the top. Ooh, Shalita, walking down the street, 10 times a week. I met it, I said it, I stole my mama's credit. I'm cool, I'm hot, suck you in the stomach 3 more times.
You look terrible.
No.
Starts.
And Vero, remember to keep your head down.
See him in your city, Prince.
Yes, with luck. Flash, what are you setting there?
That's how long Earth has left, according to Zarkov, in minutes and seconds. Level with me, Voltan. Will this do it?
Yes, no doubt. There's a lightning field across the entrance. When this baby hits it, boom! All the fuel and everything, it'll blow that field dead. My Hawkman, fly right in. Come, let's hear what Mingo City's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rocket Ajax returning.
With Gordon's body?
I presume so. Communications are off for some reason.
Are they in the proper approach pattern for today?
Negative. They are not.
Open fire.
On Ajax, General?
Open fire! All weapons! Now! Charge the lightning field! I take personal responsibility in the Emperor's name.
Come on, Flash! Come on! It's time to bail out!
Sorry, Bolton, I'm not coming!
What?
The rocket cycle's gone!
So, come on! I'll carry you!
Bail out, Bolton, before it's too late!
Flash! Are you crazy?
The fire's too heavy! You know we'll never make that opening with nobody at the wheel!
Now, come on, you'll be blown to pieces, Flash! It's suicide!
No! A rational transaction! One life for billions!
Come on! You'll be destroyed!
You loony bird! Get out of here! They need you on the ground!
Well... Goodbye, Flash! It's been...
I know. For me too, Vulcan. Telltale! I know it would have been good.
That must be one hell of a planet you men come from!
Not too bad.
Flash!
Ajax still approaching. Life form scanners identify Earthling Gordon at the controls. We guarantee its destruction when it reaches the lightning fields. General Kala. General Kala, will you please show yourself on my screen?
Let's go.
Wait. We've got to deactivate the lightning field. Where are the atomic generators?
There's no time. They're 6 miles underground. I'm heading for Sector Alpha 9. Hold the fort.
Freeze! Deactivate the lightning field.